虹口区2022学年度第一学期期中学生学习能力诊断测试高三英语 Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and a question about it, read 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Excuse me, which room is Mrs. Thompson in?
She's in the intensive care unit on the 3rd floor. You'd better check with the nurse's station.
Question. Where did the conversation most probably take place?2. What time is it now?
It is 9:10. In another half hour, we will get to Aunt Lucy's farm.
Question. When will the speakers reach Aunt Lucy's farm? 3. Would you pass me the sports section, please?
Sure, if you give me the classified ads and local news section.
Question.What are the two speakers most probably doing? 4. So, what do you think of the new furniture market?
I went there the other day and it was not as good as I expected.
Question. What does the woman think of the furniture market?
5.I thought we could all go to Phuket this year.
Oh, Mom, I'm 18 now. I'm too old for family holidays.
Question, what does the man mean? 6. How do you like the salad and dressing? I made it myself.
Very delicious indeed. Even my grandmas can't match this.
Question, what does the man mean?
7. Shall we invite Mrs. Edwards to join us for dinner this Saturday? She has just come back from Ireland.
You can have a try, but as far as I know, she seldom accepts invitations from her employees.
Question. What can be inferred about Mrs. Edwards? 8. I'm considering going to Serbia for a sightseeing trip.Do you think it's worth visiting?
Well, I wish I had been there.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?
9. So I asked Jim if we could live together next semester, and she said that she was going to room with Sophie.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, I know that Vivian is looking for a roommate.
Question.What does the man suggest a woman do?
10. Is this the check-in counter for flight 320 to Seattle?
Yes, but I'm sorry to tell you that the flight is delayed because of a minor mechanical problem. Please wait for further notice.
Question. What do we learn from this conversation?Section B, Directions. In Section B, you will hear one short passage and one longer conversation, and you will be asked 3 questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read 4 possible answers on your paper,and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
According to a World Health Organization's report, life expectancy in Africa rose by nearly 10 years between 2000 and 2019, meaning the average age an African died rose from 46 to 56. the WHO said that rice was the biggest of any wheat in the world, but it was still well below the global average of 64. Dr. Lindaway Makubela is WHO's Assistant Regional Director for Africa. She warned the life expectancy gains could easily be lost unless countries strengthen and make greater investments in the development of healthcare systems. She said Africa has made a good start in that direction over the past two decades. But compared to other regions of the world, the ongoing health crisis caused by COVID-19 has caused a greater burden to the essential health services on the African continent. According to Makubela, as governments work to restore affected health services, it is crucial that significant improvements are made to ensure quality, fair, and accessible services for all. The report notes some progress has been made in achieving universal health coverage, but it is far from enough. Health officials said one of the key measures to improve access to health services is for governments to increase their public health budgets. That, they say, would reduce the unaffordable expenses that are pushing millions of people into poverty.
Now listen again. According to a World Health Organization's report, life expectancy in Africa rose by nearly 10 years between 2000 and 2019, meaning the average age an African died rose from 46 to 56. The WHO said the rise was the biggest of anywhere in the world, but it was still well below the global average of 64. Dr. Lindwing Makubela is WHO's Assistant Regional Director for Africa. She warned the life expectancy gains could easily be lost unless countries strengthen and make greater investments in the development of healthcare systems. She said Africa has made a good start in that direction over the past two decades. But compared to other regions of the world, the ongoing health crisis caused by COVID-19 has caused a greater burden to the essential health services on the African continent. According to Makubela, as governments work to restore affected health services, it is crucial that significant improvements are made to ensure quality, fair, and accessible services for all. The report notes some progress has been made in achieving universal health coverage, but it is far from enough. Health officials say one of the key measures to improve access to health services is for governments to increase their public health budgets. That, they say, would reduce the unaffordable expenses that are pushing millions of people into poverty. Questions 11. What was the life expectancy in Africa in 2019? According to Dr. Lindwin Makubela, what is crucial to maintain the life expectancy gains? 13. What is this passage mainly about? 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
A new concept is quietly spreading around offices, factories, and workplaces worldwide. Workers are adopting the concept of quiet quitting. With this phenomenon, people have decided they want a more fulfilling work-life balance and not get burned out at work. It is the silent withdrawal of extra labor. Workers are coming to work to achieve the minimum requirements in the time they are there, then leaving. For CEOs and others who didn't have access to employee voices telling them how they felt, it is perhaps something that is harder to understand. Some employers are responding with what is called quiet firing. They want to get the troublesome employees to leave. They do this by not raising salaries, ignoring workers' ideas, and excluding them from meetings. Fortunately, Good communication is one of the great cures to disagreement and conflict. From an organizational side, employers must invest everything in their teams to complete tasks frictionlessly, ensure the culture is healthy and reward a job well done. But it is also necessary to build a lively community that goes beyond top-down push messaging. In return, those employees who do feel silently disengaged may want to re-establish a meaningful connection. That certainly doesn't mean going back to working till burnout. It just means reopening the channels that quiet quitting suggests have shut down. So let's not be quiet. Let's be noisy. Let's have dialogue and debate.
Now listen again. A new concept is quietly spreading around offices, factories, and workplaces worldwide. Workers are adopting the concept of quiet quitting. With this phenomenon, people have decided they want a more fulfilling work-life balance and not get burned out at work. It's the silent withdrawal of extra labor. Workers are coming to work to achieve the minimum requirements in the time they're there, then leaving. For CEOs and others who didn't have access to employee voices telling them how they felt, it's perhaps something that is harder to understand. Some employers are responding with what is called quiet firing. They want to get troublesome employees to leave. They do this by not raising salaries, ignoring workers' ideas, and excluding them from meetings. Fortunately, good communication is one of the great cures to disagreement and conflict. From an organizational side, employers must invest everything in their teams to complete tasks frictionlessly, ensure the culture is healthy, and reward a job well done. But it's also necessary to build a lively community that goes beyond the top-down pushing messaging. In return, those employees who do feel silently disengaged may want to re-establish a meaningful connection. That certainly doesn't mean going back to working till burnout. It just means reopening the channels that quiet quitting suggests have shut down. So, let's not be quiet. Let's be noisy. Let's have dialogue and a debate. Questions 14. Which of the following best explains quiet quitting? What is the suggested way to respond to quiet quitting? 16. What does this speaker mainly talking about? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hey, Justin. Rise and shine.
What time is it, Shelley? I have no idea how long I've been here.
The library is too quiet. You need a place that is nice and noisy to study.
You've got a point. I always mean to study hard, but I quickly nod off. It's just too quiet here.
Maybe you are thinking of Professor Charson's psychological lesson that is as good as a sleeping pill.
Yeah, nice guy, but the whole time he seemed to be talking to himself.
You should have been in my history class with Professor Rivers. What a trip. One student got up and challenged him to name 6 women who contributed to the American Revolution. He was speechless.
Wow, that must have been embarrassing.
Especially when a student started telling a dozen names.
It seems that she gave Professor Rivers a good lecture.
Yeah, although I felt she should have given him a chance to save some face. After all, I doubt whether many people can name even one.
That's true. I sure can't.
You should attend Professor Anderson's class on women's studies.
Maybe Rivers could join me. Now listen again.
Hey, Justin, rise and shine.
What time is it, Shelley? I have no idea how long I've been here.
The library is too quiet. You need a place that is nice and noisy to study.
You've got a point. I always mean to study hard, but I quickly nod off. It's just too quiet here.
Maybe you were thinking of Professor Charson's psychological lesson. That is as good as a sleeping pill.
Yeah, nice guy. But the whole time he seemed to be talking to himself.
You should have been in my history class with Professor Rivers. What a trip. One student got up and challenged him to name 6 women who contributed to the American Revolution. He was speechless.
Wow, that must have been embarrassing.
Especially when a student started telling a dozen names.
It seems that she gave Professor Rivers a good lecture.
Yeah, although I felt she should have given him a chance to save some face. After all, I doubt whether many people can name even one.
That's true. I sure can't.
You should attend Professor Anderson's class on women's studies.
Maybe Rivers could join me. Questions. 17. What was the man doing in the library before the women came to him? What does the woman think of Professor Carlson's psychology lesson? 19. What happened in a woman's history class? 20. Why does the man say Professor Rivers should join him in Professor Anderson's class? 听力部分到此结束。